Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is Happiness Solved with America's Happiness Coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. I am so happy you're listening today. Happiness Solved is dedicated to giving you content that is empowering, motivational, inspirational, and of course, a dose of happiness. It's my way to give back to the world and share other people's stories. This thing called life can be challenging, and my guests share their amazing stories, wisdom, and life lessons that demonstrate anyone can choose happiness. You see, happiness is a journey, not a destination. I'm Sandy Scarlatta, and I have been inspiring others to shift their mindset and choose happiness for over 20 years. As we head into a new year, here's some food for thought. How many times have you gotten excited to make your New Year's resolutions only to abandon them? It's okay, you're not alone. Statistics show that roughly 50% of the population sets New Year's resolutions, and yet the majority of those give up within the first 30 to 45 days. In fact, 80% of people who make New Year's resolutions will abandon them during the month of February. I want more than anything for you to succeed in 2023 and have five tips to share with you. One, create a detailed plan on how you're going to ensure that you follow through and take action. Two, get an accountability partner. Three, attach your emotions to the goals. And what I mean by that is, how will achieving them make you feel? Four, set up an app to track your goals, or set up an alarm on your phone to remind you to take action. And lastly, five, celebrate your wins. This is so important because when you celebrate it and give yourself a pat on the back, what you're doing is you're reinforcing that positive behavior and you're more likely to continue doing it. So thank you so much for listening today. And don't forget to leave a review and follow me on social media at Coach Sandy Scarlatta. Today's episode is amazing and I am so grateful for you. Enjoy the show. Trinity, it was so exciting to hear you talk when you were talking with Jonathan before. And I saw you here and I thought, well, that's interesting. There's a teenage girl here at the Ultimate Wealth Camp. So for all of the listeners, this is another live interview that I'm doing in Las Vegas at the Ultimate Wealth Camp put on by the Mentor Studio and Power Team International, I believe is the other company's name. So Trinity, tell everybody what it is that you do because it's so fascinating. And why are you here?
All right. So first of all, I'd just like to say thank you for having me today. I'm really excited about this. My name is Trinity Tashney. I am the founder of Trinity Birdhouses. We partner with causes to raise funds and awareness to elevate the community. We do that by putting on a birdhouse painting event where people get to come and they paint a birdhouse. And then we sell those birdhouses and 92% goes back to the cause.
So why did you come to the Ultimate Wealth Camp?
So this is my second Ultimate Wealth Camp.
Oh, wow.
And my first one, it was just such an incredible experience. You know, you really come for the people. And it's just such an amazing opportunity because you meet so many people from so many different fields. And they all just bring so much joy to your life.
I'm like sitting here. She's like getting me all choked up because I'm like, I'm looking at her dad here. I wish we had this on camera. I just can't believe at your age, they were when you were talking with Jonathan, we were all laughing because they were like, what were you doing at 15? And I'm like, I was certainly not thinking about doing fundraisers at 15. What is it? Like what was the pivoting moment in your life where you were like, I have to do this?
Yeah.
Because there are, you're not alone. There's many other young adults, teenagers that are finding causes. And I think it's incredible.
Yeah.
But what I'm unaware of is what's that driving force there? Like, why? What's your why?
Well, a big part of my why and like why that I why I decided to do this was because I dealt with like a lot of like negativity in my past. You know, I dealt with my parents getting divorced and the loss of several loved ones. And we've all had things that just make us feel a lot less than happy, you know?
Yeah.
And I had a lot of people come around me and support me. I had teachers and coaches that just really helped me get through that. And they helped me feel happy, you know?
Oh, that's great.
And
that's
I was great. Like, hey, I want to offer that opportunity for other people. And I saw a lot of like, even my fellow classmates, especially during 2020, when there's so much like pressure, they're like, we want to do something, but what do we do? So I was like, you know what? I am going to do something. So the idea with Trinity Birdhouses is that we empower people to be able to help make a difference, whether it's like buying a birdhouse, supporting an event, or volunteering, you know?
Yeah. Wow. That's really incredible. So where are you based out of, first of all?
Minnesota, Twin Cities area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So do you do this anywhere? Like if people want to have you do it in Virginia, say where I live, how would I do that?
Yeah,
to
so
support you?
We haven't gone outside of Minnesota yet, but we're
okay.
Really looking for opportunities to do that.
Okay.
We would need to work out a lot of the details with you, but that is definitely something that is in our future, is spreading more nationwide so we can make a bigger difference for more people.
Yeah. So you may not be there personally, but you would maybe send the birdhouses and have a template of,
we'd provide the materials, and God willing, I would be there too.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right. Of course. Because we would want you there. Now, what are some of the organizations that you've helped so far?
So some of our main ones, we have Fishing for Life, which connects veterans and kids, and it gets them outside and fishing and supporting causes that they love. And another one is my old school that's called Hand in Hand, and they focus a lot on teaching people how to think so that you can make up your own mind and just being able to empower curiosity and creativity.
And you learn that in school?
Yeah.
They actually teach that in a school. That's amazing, because what I find, because I used to coach a figure skating coach. I no longer coach skating, but I'm like a sports psychology coach to athletes. And what I'm finding with some of the young adults that I'm working with, they don't get any of these skills.
No.
They don't learn any of it. Now, they're extremely bright, extremely talented, you know, get great grades in school and all of that. It's just those skills are not missing. So what did you find to be, like, what would you say you found the most empowering skill that you learned that you can share with other listeners today?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just learn to be curious, learn to ask questions. And with curiosity, it leads to a lot of new experiences. Because the first step is just asking the question. Once you're given the opportunity, ask the question, hey, can I be on your podcast? Or like, hey, would you be willing to take a picture? Like, it can be anything. Anything can open the door. But you just need to be curious. Just look into things that you find interesting. You know, don't be restricted by like, oh, but like, that would be so much work. Or I'm not used to that, you know. Just step into it. Because we all have that time when we don't know, you know. And so it's just that learning through the learning process.
Oh, you've got a very brilliant daughter here. She's very special. Very, very, very special. And I'm sure you are so proud. Wow. So what else would you like to share with the listeners today that I haven't asked you about so far?
I think just it's often said, but don't let the things that other people have said or done define you, you know? Define yourself. Take the step. Sometimes you do need to prove people wrong, you know? And there's always something you can do, no matter how small it is. Don't be afraid to take that first step. Ask the first question. Because if you don't, you never know what you missed out on.
Yeah. Wow. You are so brilliant, and I love your energy. I love the passion
and your project that you're doing. And after this, we'll talk, because I'm on the board of directors of a nonprofit, so maybe there's something that we can collaborate on. And that's great. So thank you so much, Trinity, and to all the listeners listening today, please check out her website and find some kindness in your heart to help out this beautiful young woman's venture. Thank you, everyone. I certainly hope that you enjoyed today's interview. Thank you so much for joining me. And as always, I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.